the city is looking at purchasing the Grace Hospital, or Joey is donating?
Actually, Mr. Murkowski is going to donate the building. And like I said, if we do the protocol and go through like White River Planning and Development, we'll be our partners on that. They will be helping us facilitate the grants. And there is actually brownfield money that is available out there for the complete mitigation of cleaning all the asbestos out of it. And at that time, there will be, when that is gets the clean bill of health, then you can move forward to apply for another grant to take the building down. And the city of Batesville, being a nonprofit 501(c), they say that we are the perfect candidate for this particular grant or grants. And so the first step is to do the environmental study. And so there is a process. And hopefully this is something, and of course the council successfully 8-0 vote tonight to move forward. But it's a blighted area. We've already getting not really, I'd say homeless, but we get a lot of folks that kind of get in there, and so hopefully that will clean that. And of course the graffiti that has happened, and it continues to be a target of graffiti. So we would like to get it cleaned up. That is our gateway to our community and our beautiful Main Street. So we need to clean it up.
So is the plan to completely raise the building?
That would be, if all the stars lined up, that would actually be the process, yes.
And then the city would be donating that back to Joey to build something?
No, absolutely not. It would be the city of Batesville's for our use to be green space. It could be a park. There's a number of things that the city could utilize for the facility. Yes. No, it will not be given back or sold back to anyone at this time.
Okay. Okay. Cool.